T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you exhausted at trying to find love? Well, that's why we're talking to professional matchmaker Julie Amen from It's Just Lunch, who's been on 50 Shades of K a few times before.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
You're a good friend of mine, and I know you're passionate about relationships, and you're passionate about helping people find their match. And this podcast today on 50 Shades of K is all about swipe fatigue. You've been on the apps, you've been trying to find someone, you're exhausted because Julie, a lot of people come to you at this point sometimes where they are just fed up with this, and that's where the swipe fatigue comes from. But isn't swipe fatigue really nowadays in 2017 just a natural part of dating?
It really is. I mean, it's here to stay because we're all so busy between work and extracurricular and taking care of kids. And we already have such full lives. So believe it or not, people don't find a lot of opportunities, they'll say, to meet other great singles. And so turning to websites or online apps, it's just so easy. It's so quick, right? And so
the it's right at our fingertips a lot of the times.
It's right there, no matter where you are. If you're traveling, if you're local, the problem is you have to make this really quick split second decision about someone. Swipe left, swipe right. And it becomes a game to a lot of people. You almost forget that these are people on the other end. And it can be a really discouraging, impersonal game for a lot of the clients that I talk to. So the thing is that I'm always reminding people when I'm speaking at events or running into singles, there are really great singles everywhere. I mean, I don't, from the grocery store to
the golf course, to even at work.
The trick is to get your head out of your phone and off of these websites and be aware and open as to who is right in front of you. It's really all about the signals that you're sending out.
And what can people do, though, to make themselves more approachable that are looking to find someone?
I say it all the time. I think we talked about it in the past, but being positive is the number one quality that singles are attracted to. And it's really easy to display positivity. They'll say, well, how do I do this? I mean, I think I'm a positive person. Well, others think you're positive if you're smiling. It's as simple as looking
what a concept,
right? But I'm telling you, no joke, I was at the grocery store the other day. Someone bumped into me, barely looked up from their phone. They said, I'm sorry. They apologized, barely looked up from their phone. And I thought, this is what's happening to singles out there, right? So you can really, oh my gosh, you can connect with so many people by these simple things, by making eye contact, by smiling. If you look approachable, I know it's a crazy concept, but you're going to get approached more.
Now, as a matchmaker, when you have people that come to you and they do that first initial interview with It's Just Lunch, and I know you personally, and I know that you're an outspoken person and you don't mind giving your opinions. Do you coach people and almost tell them about, I don't know, how they're dressing? And not that they shouldn't be themselves, but if you get somebody that comes to you and it's a guy with these old dirty jeans and these old dirty shoes, I mean, like, how do you handle that? Do you try to because I'll be honest, that's not exactly approachable necessarily. You want to put a good impression out there.
Right. And
but still be yourself.
You want to be yourself, but dating is a skill set, and I'm here to help them get what they want, which is a relationship. So the other day, sweetheart of a guy, new client of mine, hasn't had a lot of experience with dating, very heads down into his career, brings a lot to the table. A little bit of a wrinkled shirt, you know, tennies. And I said, well, what are you going to wear on your first date? He's like, well, you know, these pants, these, you know, kicks. I said, your shirt's wrinkled. You know,
you said that.
Oh, I have to. I my goal is his goal. And it's a lot of times, sometimes I forget to say, are you open to some feedback? And I give it anyway.
But see, you're like the Simon Cowell, I feel like, of the dating world. But you are trying to help, not hinder.
I mean, I think people know where my intentions are, and we usually end up laughing. They're like, what's wrong with these shoes? No, they're not appropriate. Or what's wrong? Nothing's wrong with the shoes. It's the socks you got on with the shoes. And here's the thing. You want to put your best foot forward. I know we're speaking literally here with the shoes, but you want to put your best foot forward with how you look, because how you look is it really does throw back to how you feel on a date. And I want you to feel your best. I want you to feel sexy. If you're coming from work and you are keeping on, maybe you work in an office and you're keeping on a pair of slacks and, you know, your flats and, you know, a shirt that you wear every other week to work, you're not going to feel your best on a date. I want you to have those go-to outfits, that sexy black dress, that, you know, thing that you go, I just feel really great in this outfit.
And there is a difference with that. And, you know, perhaps more as women, but I think men can relate too, that when, and it's not proper grammar, but when you look good, you feel good, you play good.
Yes.
I mean, it really affects, it affects everything. So I was just curious if you're that honest with people.
I really am that honest with people. And again, it's to their advantage. I mean, some people will say, hey, I am who I am and I'm not changing. Well, that's okay too, because it's going to weed out anyone who isn't really truly there for the right reason. So it's all within reason. You know, I mean, if you're coming from, like I said, you're a sous chef and you're coming from work, that's not going to translate well into dating. So we need to up our game a little bit. But so being approachable, looking your best certainly has a lot to do with it. But also, again, putting your phone down. You have to disconnect if you want to connect with others. I say it all the time. And
you have to disconnect if you want to connect.
You
and
have to.
And really connect with someone. Yes.
If you're constantly checking social media, you're texting, you're missing an opportunity to meet with someone who is right in front of you. You have to really communicate with people, and you have to talk with people, look them in the eye, put your phone away, live in the moment.
But see, that scares some people. A friend of mine who is still out there looking for someone, he is the sweetest guy, hardworking, loves his family, but he is shy.
Yeah.
So shy. Mm-hmm. What do you say to someone like that? How can they spark a conversation with someone?
Well, if they know that they're more introverted, that's not wrong either. I work with a lot of clients who come to me as a matchmaker at It's Just Lunch and say, I don't do well in large social situations. I have to go to them at work and I, you know, kind of stay in the background, but I do want to be in a relationship. So being in a one-on-one date where you know a lot about that person, you're checking in, hey, you know, Tom here to meet Sue. They take you to your table. That's where you meet. We're going to give you a lot of information about that person to make it feel very organic. I always say to my clients, it should feel like a friend is setting you up on a date. And if it doesn't, I'll give you more information. So I want
what
them to
what a great
have,
thing that you're offering. Because, I mean, you guys take care of the bill when it comes to It's Just Lunch. You're giving them information. So it's, you know, you have some things you can pull from in your mind where it's like, oh, tell
me.
We
split the bill for our clients in regards to taking care of it.
So go Dutch.
We do split the bill.
But my point is, though, there's not that awkward.
There's not an awkward.
Because some of that gives people anxiety.
No, exactly.
Especially introverted people. Mm-hmm. It gives them anxiety.
And
but you guys.
Not everyone is outgoing. I mean, I used to have to remind myself of that sometimes, but when I meet with someone,
I know, for you and I, we're like, just talk to them.
Just go up to them if you want to talk to them. But that's not always the case for clients. And so I love working with clients to say, what are you looking for? Typically, I will tell you I match on those qualities. If you are introverted, you are going to do so much better dating someone who also loves staying in, reading books, watching movies. Because I know people will say, do opposites really attract? I don't really think so, to be honest.
Look at Fergie and Josh Duhamel, who just recently said that they're getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. They both have now said they were the opposites attract. Mm-hmm. And it was all this physical, fireworks
right.
at the start.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end, it's like we're very, very different people.
Sure.
And that's kind of what happened with me and my ex-husband.
Right.
I mean, good guy. We grew up together, knew each other for a long time, but a real introvert.
Yeah, you've shared that.
I'm an extrovert. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of over time. It's like as our lives started to change, we saw these differences, and that's why it didn't work.
When you're constantly making those concessions for someone, you start to build a resentment. And so, yeah, it's better to both. If you're both social, great. Obviously, balance is important.
Yeah, you want to be identical.
Balance is important, of course.
And sometimes it's nice to have those differences, too, because you can be out doing your hobby. He or she's out doing their hobby. So it's not the end all be all, but complete opposites.
Right.
Long term, I just don't see how that can work.
No, and back to your friend, your shy friend, the best way to strike up a conversation, I always say there are two things. Talk about something that you have in common which is what we're giving to our clients, but even in general, if you're not working with a matchmaker or something that you're curious about, this can be as easy as grocery shopping. If you are in the wine aisle and you double take someone in that wine aisle and you think, oh my gosh, she's a beauty, or I'd love to go to dinner with that guy. Well, go out there. It's a little bit of a risk, yes, but it can be as easy as saying, hey, have you tried that bottle before? I always stick with the same thing. You're both in the wine aisle. There is your lead in. Or I've always wanted to try that. Talk to me. Do you like it? So
that's great. That's kind of why, not even in a romantic sense, that's why people stop and talk about the weather. Because whoever you're talking to is experiencing the same weather that you are.
You got
and
it.
It's trying to find
yes,
that,
it's
that,
an easy
that
thing
common
to talk about.
Thing.
That
in,
common thread. But the best rule of thumb, and I say this all the time, be genuine. If you're not into wine, don't talk about wine. Talk about the apples in the produce section or something else. But don't be fake. Don't be phony. Single, see right through that. And so I don't care what pickup line. If it's really funny, you may get away with it. But otherwise, be sincere. Hey, I've seen you here before. I wanted to talk to you the last time. You know, I don't want to sound creepy, but it's just best to really be sincere. That goes a long way when it comes to...
And I think being, like you said, being sincere and being honest, there was a friend of mine, now married, the guy that she met, they met at a bar. He honestly came up to her, not a pickup line, but he said, he's like, I've been looking at you all night and I am so nervous to talk to you, but can I buy you a drink? And she thought that
it's
was
perfect.
The cutest thing ever.
Yeah, it is.
That he honestly said, he's like, I'm really nervous to talk to you, but I've been looking at you all night.
And
they're married with two kids.
See, I mean, there's again that no risk, no reward. And so that's what I'll say to clients too. Let's take things slowly and let's just get you out on some first dates. And whatever your hesitations are, whatever you're nervous about, whatever you think you stumbled on during that date, let's talk about it. And let's build that skill set of dating and connecting.
How do you feel, though, with people? What's your advice when they meet someone and they're interested? Do they give out their phone number right away?
Sure.
I mean, you know,
I get this all the time.
In this day and age, you want to be safe. I mean, maybe I'm speaking more on behalf of the women that are listening, but what do you say to that?
You want to be mindful of the situation that you're meeting that person in. If you don't feel comfortable giving out your number, then don't. Although, if you talk for a while, if you, it's a great way to start communication through texting. You can always block someone. I mean, you really can. I hate to jump forward to a negative spin, but if it's not someone that turns out to be the person you thought, then block them. But if you do give out your number, I think that's fine. I would not give out a lot of other personal information. Hey, I work downtown. I, you know, live in this area. I hang out here all the time. You're not going to share anything like that until you really get to know that person better. But to start a communication with texting and with a phone number, it's not a bad idea. If you're not comfortable with that, suggest a place. And back to that grocery aisle scenario, hey, my girlfriends and I are going to be at the Kempton, you know, this weekend. We're going to go to the rooftop. It's going to be 80 degrees. You should check it out. That's opening a door to continued communication without giving out your number.
Yeah.
And that's something you can do also.
Absolutely. And with It's Just Lunch, if they are going that right route and working with a matchmaker, do you give out personal information right away?
We don't.
They're only connecting. For people that
are a little nervous,
it's safe. I mean, it's a safe. You guys are screening everything, kind of.
Well, we do. I sit down and I meet with every one of our clients, myself as well as our team. And so we get to know their style, their personality, the energy they give off. And we're setting up the dates at restaurants that are comfortable for the both of them. We typically have our clients meet in the middle. And so Brookfield is, you know, a really common meeting place for a lot of people. But you're just checking in under first names. And so, again, you know, Eric here to meet Judy, and they take you to your table, and that's where you meet. It's that information about each other and saying, so Julie said that you love skiing, cross-country skiing. I just bought a pair last year. I'm giving them that springboard of conversation. It's an appetizer. It's a drink. It's a coffee. So it's a quick way to say, yes, there was a connection. I felt very comfortable. Or, I don't know, Julie. Here, I felt like his schedule was really crazy. I'm going to see him again. I found him really attractive, but I just feel like our schedules don't quite jive. So next time, can you focus on someone who maybe has a little bit more of a 9-to-5 schedule? Whatever the case is, I'm always saying you can't share too much. Tell me so that we can use that information moving forward with your next date.
This sounds like such a great way to date, because back to this whole original podcast idea of swiping fatigue.
Right.
This is a way to not deal with the swiping fatigue. And don't you feel like you work with a lot of people that have a lot of hobbies, that are busy, that don't have the time to just sit on their phone?
Yeah, definitely.
You kind of do the hard part, really.
We do the hard part. There's no doubt about it. We're doing all the work for our clients. I always say, all you have to do is show up, have fun, and call me the next day and tell me how things went. And so,
don't wear a wrinkled shirt when you're showing up.
No wrinkled shirts. And you're right, swipe fatigue. Clients will say, Julie, I've dated online, or they don't want to expose themselves online. But when it comes to swipe fatigue, 3 dates, 3 months, whatever it is, they'll say, I'm not getting what I want out of this. And so I had a client yesterday, I thought it was funny, who's like, hey, unless she's going to walk into my living room as I'm watching Netflix tonight and cooking dinner, probably not going to happen anytime soon, because I'm done with this part-time job of going online and looking through profiles and trying to figure out who's on the same page with me, who's serious, who's genuine. My clients will say, I'm genuine. I thought I'd find the same thing online. You gotta sometimes kiss a lot of frogs to find them. This is a little bit more of a streamlined way of meeting people who are on the same page as you, relationship minded.
Yep. And the website is ijl.com. It's just lunch. We'll link it up at 991themix.com. One final question before we wrap up. I always love hearing your success stories that you've had. Do you have any new ones to share recently?
Oh my goodness. I am so lucky to have so many to share. But the one from yesterday that truly comes to mind is, I had a client call, and it was one of my first marriages. It was clients in Green Bay that I matched, and they ended up getting married. And it was someone that, she's a doctor, and it was one of her patients called me yesterday and said, I got your name from someone who you matched and they got married. And I said, well, who is it? And she goes, I don't know if I should. I said, honey, it's my client. I said, you can share it with me. You're not breaking any confidentiality. And when she shared it, it was just a really great thing that it was one of my first marriages. And so I'm working with this woman. And I thought it was so great that as a doctor, she is meeting with a client and talking about whatever medical condition they were. And oh, by the way, I met my husband through Juliet. It's just lunch. And so that's how that conversation started.
Great.
So I thought that was great. But so many great stories. I mean, clients who just have challenges. And it could be, I haven't dated in 30 years, Julie. I never thought I'd be in this situation. Those are always the ones that I just think, I know I can make a positive, impactful difference.
What about people that say that they feel like their past is baggage? Perhaps they have a messy situation they still have to deal with an ex, or, you know, they have, I'm not saying kids are baggage. I'm a stepmom, but I know people that feel that and feel like, well, I'm 38. Who's going to want me? I have three kids, or whatever the case may be. What do you say to people like that?
Well, I remind them that everyone comes to a relationship with quote unquote baggage. It doesn't matter if it's a past relationship, if it's, you know, whatever.
Financial baggage, whatever.
It is. Everyone comes into a relationship with something. It's understanding what your quote unquote, again, baggage is. And being with someone who is ready to take that on and embrace that. When it comes to children being baggage, I have heard from so many clients, the biggest surprise is how much children add to a relationship in a positive way.
Oh my gosh. And I speak from experience to that with my stepson. I adore and love him, and he's great.
Sure.
And when I met my husband, my stepson came with him. But I do have these friends that I can think of right now that have kids and are divorced and feel like, I don't know, is a guy going to, you know, want to deal with this because of the ex, and they're arguing about the calendar and the schedule. But they come with you. So if someone doesn't see you with them included, then they're not the right person.
Circles back to communication. Hey, it's important to let people, you have to tell them if you have a big financial burden. Hey, I have this much in student loans. I know your goal is to get married, have kids, mine too, but this comes with me and I feel the need to share it. You don't want there to be surprises into the relationship.
Because that doesn't build trust.
It doesn't. And this has to happen pretty early on in a relationship. The person for you is going to accept your baggage and work with you on it.
And they're going to carry your bags for you.
They will. I love it. I love it. Yes.
Oh, Julie, I love when you come on 50 Shades of K.
Thank you for having me.
The website again is itsjustlaunch.com. This could be your day. This could be the way that you find that person you've been waiting for. So reach out. Everything's linked up at 991themix.com. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to hear more, make sure you subscribe. So to subscribe to 50 Shades of K, make sure you're on your iTunes app, Google Play, or your podcast app on your smartphone. Search for 50 Shades of K. That's 50 Shades of K. Then there should be a little button where you hit subscribe. There's also a little button where you can hit review. I'd love it if you left a review. Let me know what you think. Again, it's 50 Shades of K. Thanks so much for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.